December is traditionally a slow month for new book releases, so I tend to treat it as a backlist bonanza, spending these few precious weeks catching up on titles I overlooked or just didn't have time to read earlier in the year. There are always a few treasures in that bunch. One of them is John Kenney's touching novel, I See You've Called In Dead. The story centers on professional obituary writer Bud Stanley. He's more resigned than bitter about his recent divorce, but he's utterly uninspired by his work and his life in general. One night, after an epic fail of a blind date, Bud drinks himself into a stupor and writes his own obituary. He completes the fantastical obit and then accidentally publishes it through his company's system. So he's given a paid leave of absence, and that's when the 40-something obituary writer comes face-to-face with his own dead-end life. Bud uses his newfound freedom to reconnect with Tim, a friend and neighbor who is paraplegic. At a memorial service for Bud's former mother-in-law, they meet Clara, a young woman who likes to attend strangers' funerals just to contemplate her own mortality. Kenny's writing is sharp and sarcastic, but beneath the humor lies a tender story that shines with emotional honesty. The novel celebrates life and encourages living it to the fullest, and Kenny manages to do all that without being either saccharine or preachy. I See You've Called In Dead is a surprising little treat of a novel to cherish and share with others. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.